read an article that the IRS owes us over $1 billion. Well, some of us. And that means I got to call Stephen A. Leahy because he's never sleeping when the IRS actually owes us money. Are you, Stephen?
You know what? They owe us a lot of money, John, because not only is this one, you know, the penalty that they're giving back, but, you know, a lot of times when people don't pay their tax, don't file their tax returns, remember that you lose it after 3 years.
That's right. Oh, refund that you were supposed to get.
That's right. And sometimes your refund, you know, it's the third year will be October 15th if you ask for an extension. And a lot of people who don't file tax returns do ask for an extension. So you'll have until October 15th to ask for your money back from 3 years ago. And that's important because if you have that money coming and you don't ask for it, you don't get it.
Okay, let's go back a second. By the way, this is our WGN tax man wearing a fedora, no doubt, even though he's on the phone. Let's talk about what we're talking about here. These are late filing penalties for the 2019 or 2020 tax returns. I imagine they can be sizable penalties, right? But they can be. You can get credit for this back, right? But you've got to ask for it. Am I right with that?
No, you're not right, because they will do it automatically.
Okay.
The problem is if you don't file your tax returns, if they're unfiled by September 30th, then you won't get the refund. So if you have filed and you paid the penalty already, for instance, you will get a refund.
Okay. It'll come automatically through whatever way you filed or how you get any other sort of refund, or they'll send you a check.
Correct. So this is an automatic. They changed the law. A lot of people can have filed and then paid the penalty. And they're going to get that money back.
What is the penalty, by the way, if you don't pay your taxes on time?
It's 5% per month up to 25%.
Oh, wow. Of what you owed?
Of what you owe, correct.
Okay.
And this is not a failure to file. I mean, a failure to pay penalty. There's two penalties. There's a failure to file penalty, so you didn't file on time. You pay a penalty. And then there's a failure to pay penalty. That's a different penalty. And that is not being forgiven.
Okay.
So just a failure to file penalty.
Okay. And we're talking about a lot of penalties being paid out of $1.2 billion.
Yeah.
This is kind of rich, though, because even though they want us to file on time, we're still looking at millions of unprocessed individual returns from the year, aren't we? I mean, there's still millions of people that have not gotten their refund check, right?
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
So this is only fair.
I'm sorry?
This is only fair.
It is only fair. And of course, they're going back to the COVID thing, you know, that COVID caused a lot of people to be behind in their record keeping and things. And so because of that, that's why they're giving you this failure to file penalty. Again, I'm just going to reiterate, it's not a failure to pay. That failure to pay penalty, if you didn't pay, you're going to get fined for that. You're going to get a penalty for that.
Okay. By the way, we had a texter saying, I sent my taxes in via mail. Still no refund. When am I getting that? I don't know.
Good luck.
Yeah. And also, when you look at the number of unprocessed individuals' returns in 2022, they say there's 8.2 million left. Of that, 6.5 of them are paper filings. So over 75% of the people that have not gotten theirs back, it's from people that did it via the mail. So I guess try and plan it out a little differently next year to do it electronically, right?
Absolutely. You should always file electronically. Now, one of the problems was, you know, because of COVID, they had a lot of changes in the tax code after people filed. And so the IRS had to go back and create paper returns for a lot of people who filed electronically. And they're not really set up to process paper files anymore. And that's why they're so far behind.
Okay. When we talk about inflation, people are making more money, obviously. A lot of people are, hopefully. It's not keeping up with inflation, but you're getting a raise. People are worried that's going to bump you into a new tax bracket. Does the IRS adjust those tax brackets before you have to file next year?
Well, that's a great question. And the answer is yes, they do now. Now, they didn't always do that. They used to call that the inflation creep, right? You would creep into the next level, right? And you pay more taxes. Not that you didn't have more to spend because of inflation, but because you made more money, you would get into the next bracket. But they changed that rule, and so now they change the brackets. Every October, November, they'll come up with whatever they're going to allow for next year. And so you'll know next year what that is, and the brackets will creep up.
Okay, so they will change it here in the next couple of months. I want to take one quick call here for before we end the show. Let's go to Marianne. Hey, Marianne, you're on WGN with Stephen Leahy.
Hi. We've got just the opposite problem. We've always paid our taxes. We've been married for 50 years, always filed joint. I think we owed, I don't know, $500 or $600, which we paid back in March. They cashed our check. All of a sudden in June, I start getting letters from the IRS stating, you owe this amount of money on $50,000 tax, $50,000 income. They have my husband as being single. I don't exist. Whoa. We have never, whoa, we haven't filed single for 50 years.
Whoa, that's,
okay, so this,
yeah, go ahead,
you know, at the top of that notice, there is a code. I don't know if you have it in front of you. If you don't, then you're not going to be able to know.
I can get it in 2 seconds here. I have it right on the stairs because we've gotten two letters. I sent them a copy of our tax, our faxed a copy of our tax return, and they came back and said, that's fine. Okay, you want the code.
Well, I don't want you to give away. Yeah. Stephen, what code are they looking for?
Just the top, yeah. There's like the CP2000, CP504. See, and these tell you what they're asking for. And so sometimes when people get, we talk a lot about this on the show with you, John, about the 1099-K's, right? So if you get a 1099-K and you don't report it, they'll send you a CP2000, right? Or if you're behind, they'll send you a CP504. And that's what I know what it means, right? What they're saying.
So is there somewhere on the Treasury website where she can look up that code?
Absolutely. You put it in Google. Just put IRS and then put that number in, and it'll tell you exactly what it's about.
All right, Stephen, you were breaking up a little bit there. Marianne, did you hear that? Maybe Google that code, and that might explain it a little bit more?
Okay, would that be the code like it's a BODC code?
CP? Is it up on the top right? On the top right.
On the top right, it says in reply, refer to, there's a bunch of numbers.
Well, I'll tell you what, Marianne.
Well, here's what I want you to do, Marianne. Steve, call me.
Yeah, I was just going
to
say.
Happy to go through with this.
We got to take this offline, Marianne, because we're running out of time.
Stephen, okay, I'm sorry.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Please, no apologies.
Well, call me. I'll be happy to talk to you. My number is 312-664-6649. Happy to read you to answer all your questions.
WGNTaxman.com. Andrew, if you don't mind telling Marianne that phone number one more time, I'll give it to you during the break as well for anyone that needs to know. 312-664-6649. Stephen, thanks for helping us out today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, John.